Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I are the best of friends. This is happening throughout up to the hour 7. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. Thank you so much to Bakli. She's back tomorrow. And of course, we are together till 7. It is Sunday Live, man, and we're just going to play some good songs, man. I know, you know, some songs from old. What do? We play some classics. But first, let me welcome our guests. They're already on the line. Let me start with you. Mfundisi Sibopolo, sawona putwam.
Sawona mfundisi kunjani?
Ngiyaphila sibuze kuwe ndoda yakithi.
Wasibona mntana inkosi, sibingelele abalele emakhaya, sibingelele mfethu uJabulani Dominic nomfundisi Motha egameni inkosi yethu Jesu. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. You know, last week the lines went down, Muna. Masiyele maphethelweni kuyocedelela laphaya.
Nkosi yami, technology. Hawu, nangu umakayiva manje.
Hey, man. Hey, madoda. Izinto zathi, uma ngiyacabanga, uma ngithi ngiyabona isikhathi sisambile ngithi, ukuyilungisa ngendlela yami ngingayilungisa yona. Hayi nankinga.
Manje hawe yazi umagayiva besebenza ngama-second manje hawe. Ugrand kodwa
mbrutwanga. Ah, ngrand ibhuti wami man, ngrand man. Ya, hayi anginasimoko man. Sibonga uNkulunkulu omuhle empilweni zethu ndoda yamadoda.
Uyabona. I love you so much. Ngifuni nawe.
Hawu ngiyabonga bhuti wami man. Uthandwa ndim, kaloku, uthandwa ndim.
Chini,
fondini, uthandwa ndim. Eke. Uyabona ke ngoku, uyabona ke, jonga ke ngoku. Yeah. Welcome also to uJabulani Dominic, my friend. Greetings to you and welcome.
Greetings to you, my friend. Ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuthi sibe endaweni namhlanje. Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu. Ngibingelele lapho kakhulu e-studio. I miss that place. It's a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, man, yes.
Ngoba kusuke lapho e-standard one.
Akehle, ayehle kancane.
Yeah, kube mnandi lapha.
Kube mnandi kakhulu. Umotha ukhona khona la. Khona la iduze la. Yeah, umotha ukhona khona la iduze kusho ukuthi uyokosa ukuthi asuke eli bakaphuma enkonzweni lapha nafika ekhaya. Adle ibili boxo before aqumba bekuthi sekangena endleleni avela theleke la ngoba kuseduze nalawa asebenza khona uma esebenzela la ePitori akusikude man.
Yeah, akusikubonga kakhulu my friend. Bingelele na kuindoda yase standard na kumfundisi uMotha abaleleli bonke.
Amen.
Yegama lika Yahusha.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we also have Umfundisi Motha is on the line. Greetings to you, servant of the Most High. Mayahi!
Hey, shalom, Mayahi. Greetings to you, my brother. Kame lenkosi Jesu. Mbungelele Umfundisi Sipho, Umfundisi Jabulani. In the most powerful name of Yahusha. Mashiach. Niyathemba niyaphila ngikaNkulu.
Ayi. Mqemane. Ngaphambili. Yabona. Makube ebili bonkozi sadleka namanje kusho ukuthi hayi kusalungile. Yazi benginomunye umkhulu wami lapha eduduza. E number 82 Gumede lapha kwaShabalala. Kula ugogoza lubaba. Ehlobene khona lapha yanabafowabo ababili uSoli noFinias. Uyazi njalo makangena emotweni bekahamba ngeFiat. Khona ezinye imoto bathi amaFiat. Angazi mababa uSipho bayawazi amaFiat na. Khona imoto enye bathi Fiat, nenye bathi Opel Record. Ayazi uSipho kukhala ibhungane. Kazi next lento engiyikhulumayo. Kuvele kubona akazi uSipho lento engiyikhulumayo. Ngithi kukhona imoto bathi Opel Record. 2 liter. Yeah, nezefa. Umkhulu bekahamba ngale iFiat. Ne Opel Record and then okay umkhulu Phineas yena angazi mina bokwenza ngalani ngayo mara ngapha asebenzela lawe mayimaka gibele emotweni bekathanda ukuthi ekhu makangena emotweni ekhu kanti mara umkhulu mhlambe khona la azubuhlungu khona mara Mayungene mina insimbi namhlanje zingidumele, insimbi zingidumele ngigijimeka kabhlungu namhlanje. It was the longest 14 kilometers. Mangene umuntu ngathi ekhu manje ngitshela umntana wami uthathe ngithi hey ngaze ngakhumbula umkhulu Soli athi ukhu yho ngiyabona ukuthi manje inkinga bekuyini. Hi. Yeah. Anyway, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Ngiyaphileke ekhaya mfundisi Motha.
Mfundisi ngomusa kaNkulunkulu kuyaphileka uJehova emuhle nje sigcinile mfundisi ngiyabonga niyaphila.
Hayi siyaphila.
Hayi nomndeni no nabantwana.
Yeah, hayi abantwana baphilile sisaka mfu. Bayaphila kakhulu.
Hayi we thank the Lord.
Bayaphila kakhulu.
Eh.
Amen. Tonight we are talking about self-control. Are we all on the same page, angithi ne? We are talking about self-control, what it is all about, and my perspective is going to be that self-control is the duty of all believers. Self-control as a duty for all of us. All of us are duty-bound to be self-controlled. Ish. The fruit of the Spirit, of course it is. The fruit of the Spirit, of course. It is the fruit of the Spirit. And we're going to look into this quite deeply. But I want to take the perspective of it being the duty of every believer. Umsebenzi omunye nomunye umzalwane, umntana kaNkulunkulu, ukuthi i-self-control yini. Nokuthi kufanele sihlale sinayo ngasonke isikhathi ngoba kuyenzeka ekhathini umuntu uthi une-self-control kanti hayi. Unedaha control. Umuntu ashumayela athi yazi kushumayela kamnandi mfundisi lamalanga kanti ubhema isango.
Under influence.
Yeah. PUI, preaching under the influence. PUI. So we are talking about self-control. What does it mean? And much of the times, we are faced by many things that challenge us. And there is a need for self-control. Where do we need self-control? What are some of the areas that we can look into and say, we need self-control? And of course, the areas that you would say, yeah, indeed, I see, I'm quite losing out on this. You know, I'm really losing out. When it comes to self-control, there's this aspect. Angazi mabe ngebaza abantu bathi mina ngiyamthanda uJesu buti kodwa nginenhliziyo encane.
Eish.
Ngicela ungangisukeli buti ngoba ngizathatha ubuzalwane ngibekele bese ngiyakusolva bese ngiyavgcoka futhi. Uyizile?
Yeah,
I think the member to just in him shubling in bail of telling Mukbam, Muk solve a best man cut and him talk a foot. Hey, no, a boogaloo. It's amazing. Yeah, Mibal.
Luyam, the same
Nakog. Nakho
ina imvula ungumzalwane.
Yeah.
Kodwa mase kunje uyakhumula kubeka eceleni.
Uma kumnandi.
Uma kumnandi.
Uma kumnandi akayingeni yobuzalwane.
Eh inkosi yami. Bese kuvela ukuthi ngingumuntu phela nami.
Yeah, nami nginama film.
Nami nginama film. Eh inkosi yami.
Nayo nama film lo muntu unebioscope.
Ene bese kubonisa leyo bioscope.
Nazoke.
Leso salunkemile ubambe ngezantsi basho njalo ngesiZulu ukuthi ngasale ngibambe ngezantsi.
Yeah.
Ukuthi kodwa lo muntu ngoba bekashumayela nje izolo lokho. Bamhlanje wasubhesta nje kuhle kwebhaloni eligcwele amanzi lavelela qhabuka.
Emini bekashumayela namhlanje ekseni. Ukhipha umunye umese wokulungana nowaka Rambo lapha e-supermarket. Awukhiphele security lomlungu.
Emelibelenza umsebenzi wakhe.
Yeah, bamcelile ukuthi nobhuti tisibone ukuthi ubethen sicela ukubana nesleep athi phela mina I'm a pastor. I'm a pastor, ngeke uzomcela ilipi. Okay, pastor. Actually, I'm not just a pastor. I am doctor. Oh. Nagya sekachelu muntu abantu ukuthi ngakuthenga nokukuthenga wena. Self control gone out the window. We're talking about that. We trust the Father will do you good. Bless you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends, man. And we are going to take your calls. Tell us some of the areas where you would say, wow, yabona la ngake ngayilose self control. Yabona la ngake ngayilose. Or kuphi na kuphi la abantu abasha baluse self control kakhulu khona ne bathini ama young adults. La baluza khona self control kakhulu ngiyazi kusetshwaleni. Yeah.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit. Come and ask your questions. Share your concerns. Experiencing life on 657 AM.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And of course, we're talking about self-control. And we are just putting it as, you know, as openly as we can, so that it becomes everybody's program. And we can be able to share together as to the very notion of self-control, you know, the very notion of self-control. That's what we basically are, you know, wanting to look into. Now, the word says in 2 Kings chapter 18, verse 36, the word says, but the people held their peace and answered him not a word, for the king's commandment was, do not answer him. So the people held their peace. Self-control is holding your peace. Self-control. Holding your peace. But you choose to hold your peace. Lase ngathi yazi ngamsunduza nami plus ngi strong nyana kunaye. But you hold your peace. La bekukhuluma kabi khona. La wazi ukuthi uma ngingaphendula labantu bayohlambalazeka. But you choose to hold your peace. La khona bethi hayi yabona manje simtholile makunje. Hayi, when it is like this, this person, hayi, we've got him. And you hold your peace. But xa ngithi your revenge, you hold your peace. Bakhuluma kabe emsebenzini, you hold your peace. Bakusetela ama trap, you hold your peace. Bayakhleba, you hold your peace. Awungali nasesontweni yazi la Pretoria sikhuluma ngelinto bathi hongala. Kuduba. Muntu ngoba sebamhlebile nanga ngiyakaseze enkonzweni. Bazokuhlebulula kanjani? Sekwenzekile ndoda. But this person chooses to hold their peace. Uyayibona indaba? Let me tell you a story. UJulayi unalamalanga ayi-2 athanda ukubanda kakhulu bese i-winter iyadlula. And thina ngeenkathi zethu zokuya esikolweni ngaleza inkathi zobandlululo. Abantu bakithi bebamukiswa ezikolweni bokungenwa isikole ukuthi isikole fanele usizonde ngoba uyobandelwa ngalela brukule lelincanyana leliyana uyafostelwa ukuthi uligqoke. I remember senza ngathi standard 9 leba to grade 11 and ngendlela bokubanda ngakhona bekunganalo ijezi lesikole Kona lezi nte zincha, bati ebe zingene zincha za malumba nyana, bati ama windbreaker. Amazi sipo ngata kayazi windbreaker. Bati ama windbreaker. Bezingene fashion ini ngalizo inkathi lezo. And abantu bebagqoka mna. Hey ngeza ngiqhuka ihembe lami lekhakhe mna. Enye intombazana yathi yabona namhlanje. Ge o sa apara jersey ka tseko gora gore ha una yona. Kodwa bega isha isikhonkosini, bengampendula ngithi ne, ngithi ngiyazi ukuthi usho mina. But bega khuluma iqiniso, I kept my peace. I never forgot it because it was funny. But ubona namhlanje. Uma ungagcoka ngejezi kusho ukuthi awunalo. And benginganalo vele. And help my peace. I'm not trying to be a good example. I'm just showing, holding a peace. I didn't even know that I was holding my peace then. But I was just a young boy. Wenzani wena ama bakusukela bakhuka when they speak all these kinds of insolent things about you, do you go and defend yourself and fight back? The people held their peace and answered him not. Proverbs 16:32. He who is slow to anger, there it is again, self-control. Slow to anger, avele ucasulwe. Yizo zonke izinto awuvela uqasulwe yizo zonke izinto awuvela uqasulwe yizo zonke izinto. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules, that is self control, he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. Hey, madoda. Imnan lenda ba masbuya ba vele ba titula ba funga taba se koma tete zatini. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Let me start with you. Mfundisi Mota, when we talk about self-control, Baba, kuza nemqondweni?
Hey, mfundisi, siyabonga. Topic enhle kangaka. And I love what you say, ukuthi self-control it is a duty for every believer, for every child of God.
Yes.
Because ngaphandle kuka moyo ingcwele nokusizwa umoyo ingcwele, you will not have that ability to hold the peace even when you've been provoked. Ungenzanga lutho. And when you are in the position, you can retaliate. But you decide ukuthi you are not going to retaliate.
Yeah.
And because you value your relationship with the Father so much that I cannot just give him into this. Ngivumele just lesi simo lesi ukuthi ngiact out of anger. Because when you act out of anger, you end up doing things that tomorrow you will regret. You will end up saying things. Iksasa, uzobese, you feel ashamed by what you have said. So when we speak of self-control, Mpundisi, it is the ability for one to be able ukuthi a submit to the will of God and let his life to be led by God himself. So the book of Proverbs, chapter 29, verse 11, it says, a fool vents out his feelings, but a wise man holds them back. You spoke about Israel, they decided to hold their peace. No matter what was being said, they did not vent out their feelings. When you speak of a self-control, you do not act out of emotions. Because when you act out of emotions, you are actually allowing the emotions to take control over you, but you remain sober. Apostle Paul Titus says that advise even the young man to be sober-minded.
Yes.
Because when you are sober-minded, it means you are able to control your mind, you are able to control your body. You are even able, Mfundisi, to control the words that you speak. Awuveli nje ukhulume, ube verbal diarrhea, ukhuluma whatever that comes from your heart or from your mind at that moment. So you respond into situation in a positive way, in a way that is well thought of the answer and how to respond, rather than reacting. Because when we react, you just react according to how you feel, according to your feeling, your feelings, and you will lose, you know, yourself. You will lose ukuba ube nokuzithiba ngesiZulu lithi uma likhuluma nge-self control likhuluma ngokuzithiba. So umuntu onjani okwazi ukuzithiba? Proverbs chapter 25, verse 28 in front of it says, whosoever has rule over his own spirit is like a city. Whosoever that does not have rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down without walls. A city that is broken down without walls, it is vulnerable to attack, or it is open to attack. So, ngaleyondlela, uma ngabe we cannot be able, Mfundisi, to rule over our own spirit, meaning to rule over our own mind, our own emotion, sizobe sesivumela isitha sisinfluence very easily. That is why now you'll end up, now you want to show yourself ukuthi mina ngingubani. Do you know who I am? You cannot even talk to me like that. Now you pull your rank or you pull your position in a way that is ungodly, and in a situation where it is not even necessary. But if you have self-control, you are able to remain calm in every situation, and you are able to assess. And when you have the spirit of self-control, Mfundisi, ukwazi nokwenza a better decision in a situation, ukwazi nokujaja kahle ukuthi okay, in this time, this is how I must act, this is how I must respond as a child of God, because what you value the most is the relationship with your father. You ask yourself, if I do this, is God pleased with me? Is God going to be pleased about what I am going to say? Because it's not only about when they see what you do, but also what you say, and also what you avoid not to say.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you might be where you're supposed to speak because of your anger, then you decide, or because of your emotions, then you act unruly. So it is important. For actually, not even important funders, but kui responsibility ye to singabandona bagankulunkulu ukuthi we must have the spirit of self-control, and we can only gain that when we allow the Holy Spirit, and when we rely upon Him to guide us and to give us the peace that surpasses human understanding. And people would be so shocked, but how can they say that to you? Just remain like that, because you know who you are, and you know who rule and reign in your heart.
Yeah, absolutely. We are talking about self-control. If you just joined us, man, we are touching base on the issue of self-control, what it is even all about. And which are some of the areas that you think, as believers, we need to actually practice self-control here?
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, I'm looking at Proverbs 16:32 says, "He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city." What does it mean to rule your spirit? What does it mean to rule your spirit? If it is self-control, how does one rule their spirit? Because self-control is that. It means this person has control over his own soul. You know, he exercises authority over his own soul. Awuvele udlutshulendisa, bayakudlubulendisa wena uyadlubulendela yonke indawo. Akufaka ngekhanda. Akukwatisa, yakwata, bakuhlekisa, yagigitheka. You must be able to rule your spirit. Emotional intelligence, bayibiza kanjalo emhlabeni this thing. Amazing indeed. Now, Proverbs 17:28 says, "Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive." Yeah? Athi alutho, hey, unengqondo. Uyaqonda. Even a fool. who holds this peace is considered perceptive. Therefore, self-control is a notion of wisdom on our part. Sipo?
That's very true indeed, Fundis. Oh, what a topic. And we thank God for this opportunity to go to see a Fundangango, a thing part in Fundis of the body of Christ. I think I struggle to live with it. I'm also a disciple of Jesus Christ, where yeah. I need to be taught some of these are fruits that I need to bear as a Christian.
Mm.
And moreover, today specifically, is self-control, the moral esteem. Sometimes we miss the mark because of the short temper that we sometimes have as human beings. And Guba in nature, sometimes we retaliate and respond negatively, alerting and unwittingly, because it sometimes touches our heart. It touches our nature where we dwell. And it is very important, Guti. It's only this little thing sometimes from the start we lose the mark. The way and manner in which you respond, that thing, you are in the little edge which you can simply just lose it unaware. And that is why we need the Holy Spirit to help us and to assist us. And that is why it's very, very important again for this good day. I must always be in line, in tune with the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit himself that will always equip us and give us the wisdom that you're talking about just now. To act accordingly, in line with the perfect will, in any situation that you may find yourself in. And it is very, very important, Guti, as children of God, that we should not lose it. Because this self-control from this we lose it. So that is why it's very, very important, Guti, we need to hold our peace. Because many opportunities they may come and challenge our peace. That is why from this good thing, God by our side. When nature we cannot from this easy parati lina my challenge somebody. That is why we are in the desperation situation that please Holy Spirit equip us. We say then don't continue from this we are seven the Navan Babon, which are costly to me to another Gulubul, a particular, so particular, but when you food this.
Yeah.
And the moment I'm food this, what's my mother? Tina Sifumeleki, the Wenzagat, what a
good when I
pay excellent go. And we tell you now we have been chairing of food this.
Yeah,
I would tell Ali Kamal of food this, but some of my area, no, I must be a light to these people.
Yes.
So that is why put it with self control. If you know what certain is the it is self, but not from our own self.
Definitely.
It is from the higher calling, higher spirit of God that should dwell in us. Second Timothy chapter 1:7, for the spirit of God has given us not the spirit of timidity, but give us the power, love, and of a self control. Other version, they said self discipline. Now, my name is Fundis, I'm a soldier, I crucify. That's why we need to get to live for this mother. We are still in the flesh. Give up a mission for this. Axu's Tiba, a getting cool, a feminine gang, and that. But you simply just choose to hold your peace. That is why it's very, very sensitive for this topic, and I'm trying to. And I also pray in my spirit, oh God, as much as I'm working around people, with people, please, Lord, equip me with the Holy Spirit, so that I can bear this fruit, because I, in the desperate situation, whereby sometimes I act without any thinking, and that's where I lose it. Sometimes I act waiting and waiting, but soon I realize I go back to the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, please equip me with the self and control.
Absolutely, absolutely. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are talking about self-control, what it is even all about. Send me your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729, and let's hear what you say on this, the very issue of self-control. Thank you, Mfundisi Joseph Martins Nwamba. Uthi sawubona Pastor Sinawe. Ngiyabonga inceku yenkosi. Ngiyabonga so much. Thank you to Jackie Smith, Kenneth Kopase. Thank you so much for the WhatsApps. I see them, the voice notes there. Keep them coming. 0826572729. We are talking about self-control, what it is even all about. And when we come back, I want to ask Jabu this following question.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Daily Companion, it is Radio Pulpit coming to you. Sunday Live, we are talking about self-control, what it is even all about. And need to hear from you as to what you make of this. You know, many people have gone on to say quite a lot of things about self-control, but I would rather go back to the texts of Scripture and see as to what is the authenticity of the implications that people are placing when they speak about this topic. And it's so good to look into the Word, you know, and take directly from the Word. Now, when you look into Proverbs 25:28, it says, whoever has no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down without walls. Self-control is also encamping yourself with security, you know. In other words, with safety. Even though people are imposing all those kinds of attacks, but because of your choosing not to retaliate, holding your peace, you become like a fortified city. Jabu, what comes to mind, my friend?
Thank you very much, my friend. A great, you know, topic indeed about self-control. The fruit of the spirit. So already, so that's really sort of maybe a very important thing, because if it's the fruit of the spirit, it means that it's not our effort for us to control ourselves as such, but our effort is to bear the fruit, you know. And as the spirit is in us and is upon us, so we produce this fruit. So it means, because otherwise maybe it's easy for a believer to go now and try to figure it out. Steps and ways and keys, but understand that it's the spirit of the Lord within you that produces the fruit of self-control. For you is to bear the fruit.
Yeah,
you know, just like that vine that when the Lord found without bearing fruit, and then he nurtured it and also watered it so that it can. So it's for us to understand that this is the work of God for us to really produce self-control. So you're saying a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without walls. So it means self-control is everything to a believer. It's our hedge, it's our protection, it's our foundation. Without it, we cannot be able to be stable. As it says that a man without it is like a city that is broken into, a city that is vandalized, a house that is vandalized. You know, that is how our lives are when we are without this fruit of the Spirit. The way that it's so important, because, you know, like many of the things that actually will come into our lives from the devil to attack us, if we bear this fruit, he cannot penetrate our lives because of we've got the hedge, we've got the protection, we've got the security. So then it makes it to be really one of those fruits that we must make sure that we really bear. Just to support also, at first, my friend, you spoke about whoever is slow to anger is better than the mighty. And he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city. So also ruling our spirit also means having self-control, bearing the fruit of self-control. When we, like, you know, like, I'll make an example, a practical example.
like maybe let's say you are being like you are challenged, or maybe you are provoked. You know, on the road, we drive in the road of South Africa with many different types of people, especially in the morning. And suddenly there is a mistake, you know, that you make, and then people now start to swear or to show fingers and to show fists. And that's the act of provocation to a believer. And so now self-control features when you don't retaliate.
Mm.
If you are a believer who bears the fruit of self-control and also who controls their spirit, you will not retaliate. You know, like you'll also maybe actually agree with my friend. In psychology, I believe they speak about emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
You know, so if you bear that skill, you are able to control yourself.
Mm.
Even though you are provoked, you were right, you didn't do anything wrong. But people are busy throwing stones, busy accusing you, busy, you know, beating you up. But you control your spirit.
Mm.
That is self-control. When you can be able to manage yourself, manage your emotions, manage your feelings, even when it comes to, you know, things like lust of the flesh. You know, we're living in the world where everything is permissible, but it is not all beneficial. People are living anyhow they please. They are dressing anyhow they please.
Mm.
You can't judge anyone. So if you do not bear this fruit of the spirit, self-control, you will be easily lured or maybe enticed, you know, because of the things that the world is availing, the things that the devil is availing. But when you have this fruit, which is self-control, you can control your spirit. You can manage yourself. You can manage your emotions. You can manage your feelings. You know, you can see that the sister, the behavior is really not the normal behavior like other sisters. But because you bear this fruit of the spirit, you are able to manage the situation and not find yourself falling into a temptation. In 1 Corinthians 10, as I'm closing, 13, it says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way to escape, that you may be able to endure. So this is self-control. This is the way that explains self-control. Even though we are tempted, there is a way out. God has provided a way out in that temptation. So it's not all lost. But if you can understand that you bear the spirit, you are full of the spirit that produces the fruit that you bear, which is self-control. You can manage that situation through self-control.
Mm.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my friend Ngiyabonga. And you can send us as many WhatsApps as you can, man. It's 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. Even if you want to remain anonymous, you can do so, and tell us as to how you have experienced this notion of self-control at times, challenges towards it in your life. You know, we can look also into that. 012-334-1322 is the number to dial. You can call me directly in the studio. And when you call us directly, we'll talk to you directly there.
Tune in for the 25th Cafe, where young adults talk about life, daily challenges, relationships, money matters, current issues, and of course, godly guidance. 25th Cafe, Saturdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Or listen to the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
There we go. And we are talking about self-control, what it is even all about. I'm talking to Umfundisi Mxoumuta and Sipopolos Khatebe, Pastor Sipopolos Khatebe, my brother and friend, Jabulani Dominic. Tinasnawa, my title, Jabulani. sinobaba ubrother nje. Brother Ray, yonke into engathi wrong iyenzakela. Ubrother Ray, ya yithi ke la ubrother. Brother Jabu, brother Sipho. Hayi uSipho lo, uSipho lo mina. Lo munye lo uSipho Polozi umfundisi Radebe. Omunye lo yana umxo umfundisi. Ah, bakithi siyabonga. Hayi, ya, hayi ziyangichaza ke lezo. Now let me come back to you, Mfundisi Motha, my friend. When we look into the notion of self-control, we spoke about ruling is your own spirit for your own safety. I gave Jablani that question in Proverbs 25:28. I want to come to Acts chapter 24, verse 25. Now, he has reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come. Felix was afraid. He said, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call for you. Now, self-control is a product of the teachings of discipline, the teachings of discipleship. You cannot say you have mastered self-control if you don't sit in the teachings of discipleship. Mayaki, utin.
Kunjalo mpela mfundisi. My brother, and self-discipline is important because when you are self-disciplined, you know when to speak, you know when to act, and you even know how to do that, how to act, and you do izinto ngokuholwa umoya ongcwele, not because when you know now you see the opportunity, then you just act. Approximately so, then you will end up wenza izinto eziphambene and nezinto ezingekho right tomorrow ezigcina sezihlazo, and then you'll even be asking yourself ukuthi but yimi lo bengenza so bese kwenze njani.
I see.
Because you just taken by emotions ukuthi hayi siyamazwela umfundisi Ray, hayi uyakhahlela konke. Now you act in response of what people say about you. But if you self-discipline, you know ukuthi you wait. Ngakudavide, he even asked from God that should I persuade them? So umuntu self-discipline, umuntu self-control, we ask ukuthi in whatsoever that I do, I do not act it out of my own will.
Yeah.
But I have surrendered unto the will of the Father. So
yes,
therefore, the Father should guide me. The Father should give me instruction. Si simbona uDavid mfundisi wena bhekene even no Saul. Let us go uNkulunkulu, he even went into the cage where Saul was. And the laba bebahamba no David, they even said, the Lord has given your enemy into your hand to kill him. But because of self-control and self-discipline, azazi ukuthi who is he, ungubani. He decided not, but rather he just cut a piece of the garment of Saul and took his kalistak, and then he just if I wanted to kill. In other words, when we have self-discipline and self-control, even if the situation allows you, but you decide to hold back,
yeah,
because you understand ukuthi I don't want to defile myself like Daniel. What, you know, I don't want to defile myself. If you have a self-discipline,
and
self-control is a yenza ukuthi we don't cheat to our partners,
yes,
or to our spouses, because we have, even if no matter kuthiwa you see ukuthi here nobody else can see you, but you decide not. That is the spirit of self-control. Even though Joseph Mbundisi, as young as he was, the wife of Pharaoh acted out of lust. And the opportunity. But this man, he said, I cannot do that to my master. So we need to understand, Duguti, our body, it is the temple of the living God. So when we lose self-control, and see, sends is into ngokwenyama, uthi uPaul, let not sin reign over you. So noma singabusi phezu kwenu, but be able to resist. Ningalandeli in the lusts of the flesh.
Yeah.
So self-control and self-discipline, mfundisi, ukuthi inyama noma ngabe kuthiwa iyavuka noma ngabe kuthiwa iyamemeza, but you are able to put it under your authority, under your control, because you are a spiritual being which is created in the likeness of the Father, and you know, kuthi, whatsoever that I do, I'm defiling the temple of the Most High God.
Ngiyakuzwa kahle. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about the very notion and issue of self-control, what it is even all about. That is what, you know, really challenges these days. Do we really understand what self-control is even all about? We are talking about that. You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Now, Mfundisi Mota, you have touched also on the issue of self-control over your own impulses, you know. In Romans chapter 6, verses 12, it says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey its lust. Self-control is when you don't allow sin to reign in your mortal body so that you should obey its lust. Sipo, what comes to mind, my friend?
That's very true from this. Remember, we are in the body, but we need not to follow our feelings, our emotions. We have to walk in spirit because we are born of the spirit, and our God is a spirit. We have to worship him in truth and in spirit. So the wisdom that we should be equipped by the Holy Spirit is that we should always adhere to the connectivity of the Holy Spirit. Because, as I said earlier on from this book, we are in the body. Sometimes the business, the reality, they still attached to our emotions. And we need, whereby we separate on that thin line. Because I won't follow what my flesh said I am. Sometimes the phone is again, the Gumunda Kulum and the Uzu, the Yanum Nabufi and Nagasim, this you need to adjust to the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
And truly, moreover, we are immune to feelings. Remember from this. We are not immune to the feelings, but we choose not to follow the agenda of feelings. Absolutely, Jenga Bantabasin, you see, but the distinct line, essence, watching from the sequence, it is the line of self-control.
Yeah.
As I said, even if Jehovah says self-control, but I think and I strongly believe it should be the Holy Spirit that always assists us. Because our flesh automatically takes over. That is why umubheka izinto eziningi futhi ezenziwe ngamakholwa awile awawanga ngoba befanele awo, but kulahleke lo self control okumele ngabe we attached to the Holy Spirit. But kwanqampuka low line, that's where our flesh kept in, and that's where we missed the mark. And that is why may God assist us, because without his help, definitely we are doomed to destruction, because the earthly flesh it always retaliates, because we are in this body. Let me just prove you. And we won't prove already from the soil. And that is why we need to ask the Holy Spirit daily, with more according to East Gangungu. In our vessel Fundela, chapter 28, the man without self control is like a city broken into a left without any walls.
Yeah.
Remember, even Fundisi, Langshala Kona, Gumina, if they are forced, anything in Forsayo, in Anglimaza, anything in Nayo, Iana Fed, and Amanyamazi, I'm not protected. I'm exposed to any danger that may come in. That is why, I'm not going to have my clubs. akumelanga ngihambe ngithi yazi mina ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu I've got full of power bese ngiyongena laphaya ngithi the music abawudlala lapha emathaven strong ngihambe ngiyongena la khona kuneyinto namantombazane ta strong uzokhetha ukubheke phezulu because we are exposed uma ngalahleka la self control your city your house is already being exposed and it is very important that we build this in the wall so that we can be always protected and the Holy Spirit I strongly believe and pray that may he equip us as the children of God.
Absolutely, absolutely. Send us your WhatsApps 0826572729 sikuze ukuthi uthini the very aspect of self-control, what it is even all about.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
657 AM Radio Pulpit. My name is Ray and I'm talking to Jabulani Dominic, my friend, is in Bombela. Sipho Paulus is in Konjugup Sipho wena. Yabona yathula. Ngoba ngizathi usemayinini bese yangigwadela ngithi ne.
No, ngiyezwa ufuna ukuthi ufake speaker mntana ngoku.
Wenzani wena ngespeaker? Tlohela speaker. Awuthi tlohela speaker. Hey.
Sorry Maruti.
Yeah, bona. And of course, uSipho use Standerton. uSipho is talking to us from Standerton. And then umfundisi Motha ula eJozi. Kona la eJozi kona la mfundisi
next door
we're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. So bona dumela. Hi,
hello my brother Ray.
Hey putwami,
ngiyakubulisa my brother, ngikamelihle lenkosi yethu Jesu Christu.
Hallelujah.
Ngibulise kumfundisi Motha,
my brother.
Nakumfundisi uRadebe nomfundisi uJabulani Dominic. The topic is self-control, Brother Ray. Is not easy. Ngoba sisengabantu benyama negazi.
Yeah.
Yiko kufanele sihlale ngezinto ezimbili. Number one, worship. Number two, prayer. Prayer is a great means usondela kuJesu Christ. And to worship and receive the guidance and the help efuneka ukuthi imizimba yethu ingafisi izinto ezizo.
Yeah.
Umoya ongcwele abe yi-guidance kuzimpilo zethu, Brother Ray.
Yes.
I-self-control uSathane uyiletha phakathi kwemindeni yethu, Brother Ray. Those who are close to us.
Yeah.
Ukuthi basilinge. Silinga ngemindeni yakhe.
Yeah.
Afake umoya wokuthi baphikise leli vangeli lakho, bamelane nokholo lwakho. USathane uyasihlahlela izimpilo zethu, Brother. Ngoba neze uyalihlasela baba, ubakhombisa ubucwebe bezinto zethu. Nathi ngathi self-control sizogcina siwela esonweni, Brother. Because siyabona ngaphandle izinto ezenzekayo, uSathane ukhohlisa abantu ngemali. Yebo, uJesu Kristu wakhuluma athi ukuthanda imali ngokwecila kulungile.
Sure.
Abantu bayamlalele, yikho sibona amanyala nenchithakalo izinto ezashiwo uJesu Kristu. Sibona izinto ezithusayo, a young boy of 18 years uboshele ukubulala abantwana, omunye una 6 years, omunye intombazane na 3 years.
Hayibo.
Yes, brother. It was on the paper Friday. Empumalanga.
So
lo mfana behind the, he was innocent until athola abantu abadala abamkhohlisile. Aba greedy. Uthola ukuthi bamkhombise imali eningi nemoto yakanokusho. Because today abantu babulala abanye abantu ngoba befuna imali. Bengana self-control, Brother Ray.
Yeah.
Ngoba labantwana boyithula babathena baseba ezimishini babagubha bathola ukuthi ama-parts amanye awekho kulabantwana.
Hayibo.
Yes. Izinto ezenzekayo lezi bhalelini. Ngoba izwe alina self-control. Konke nje kungemali. Konke nje kufanele imali. Babeke idrama enkulu lapho ukuthi kugcwale imali. They don't care for life. Yeah? Sibona nasifubeka i-TV. siyabona kusekujabula ukubheka indaba ngoba konke kuba amanyala nemikhuthakala inzwa abantu kwabanye abantu masike size ukuthi uJesu wathini uJesu wathi lapha ku Luke 12:24 where your treasure is there will your heart be.
Yeah,
you understand about that also.
Yes,
abuya athi lapha ku Luke 4:4 men shall not live by bread alone. Yeah, but by every word of God. Senza lezinto because we don't have the word of God ezimpilweni zethu brethren. Noma singenzani senzeni without Jesus, sidinga uJesu Christ njengeNkosi nomsindisi brethren.
Yeah,
sizoba ne self control ne peace. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asithethe God be the glory
all the time. Thank you so much, I really appreciate. Inkosi kubusise baba, siyabonga. All the time, may the Father be glorified. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Jabu, let me bring this to you. We need to even understand this. And I'm going to 1 Corinthians 6, verses 12. It says, all things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be under the power of any. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not helpful. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be put under the power of any. Yabaza abantu abathi nginama rights. Tabu, what comes to mind? When people say, hey, mina, I have rights, man, and nami ngindoda mara, you know, yeah, siyakhanuka nathi, siyoma nathi, kuba nzima, bamba kanjalo, ngiyabuya, bamba kanjalo. So, bona dumela, hi. Okay, we seem to have lost that. Jabu, what do you say?
No, thank you very much, my friend. A very powerful point that you are raising, especially because it's where we miss it the most, where we give in to self-justification and to temptations, and then we come with the excuse that I'm also human, or I was tempted, or the devil did this. So we never take responsibility or even account, you know, when we fall into a temptation. Because as I quoted the first, that God makes a way. There is always a way out. So, but instead of seeing all the ways that the Lord has made, I choose to just channel myself on that only one way towards the sin. So you're saying also the in 1 Corinthians 10:23, all things are lawful, you know, and also, but not all things are beneficial or advantageous. So now it means even though everything is permissible, but for me as a child of God, it doesn't mean that just I've got sort of the free will to just, you know, enjoy everything as a child of God. That's the condition. For the world, yes, the world lives anyhow it pleases because of the light is not yet dawned to them. But to us, the children of God, it is not all beneficial. So we still need discernment. We still need wisdom, of which is the Son of the Father. Christ himself is our wisdom, in order for us to determine between the good and the evil, the right and the wrong, that which is accepted and that which also is rejected. So otherwise, if we're just going to, you know, like, at the end of the day, no, I'm also human or I'm a man. You know, that's another thing that as men we like to use. I'm a man also. You know, I cannot be offended by nami ngakhula nensizwa, so angeke ngitshele insizwa kanje. This is when we are irritated or we are provoked to anger. Those are all excuses that we give in, but if we exercise self-control, we know that we can handle every situation that we face through self-control, through controlling ourselves, controlling our emotions, how we feel, you know, controlling, like, I once watched a clip of a young boy and a little girl. This little girl hit the young boy, and the little boy was provoked to retaliate and return, you know, like, clap the girl. But the little boy, like, wamsikaza lo mntwana, you know, wamsikaza wabona ukuthi, like, the situation is provoking him to clap the girl because she clapped him. And instead of Gutam Kepe, well, you know, he rolled the fist, wamsigaza, wathatha something, wamsigaza ngayo, and after that he walked away. He never hit the girl. Mm. That was the exercise of self-control.
Mm.
That was the exercise of emotional intelligence. The boy could control himself, could control his feelings, could control his emotions in the situation that he was provoked. So also as believers, in the situations that we find ourselves in, God has made a way out. And that way out is through his fruit of the Spirit, self-control. If we understand that we've been equipped, we will not always be the people who always fall into temptations just because we know that there is a verse that says, this, you know, he can be depended upon. If we confess our sins, he will forgive us and cleanse us from all our unrighteousness.
Mm.
But that's licentious, you know.
It means
that now we learn, like, we're eating sin with a backup plan.
Yes.
We're eating sin, you know, with a self-defense mode to say that, no, this is how I'm going to justify myself for partaking of this sin. And that's wrong, Barcelona. But God has given us a way out. And that way out is the fruit of the Spirit, self-control, and no effort from us. It's for us to yield to the Spirit. And if we yield, you know, like sometimes even before you do things, you act, even in the workplace, ask the Holy Spirit, what must I do? How must I react? You know, your manager is, you know, flooding on you, and you're a child of God. You also got feelings and emotions, as we use as an excuse, but ask the Holy Spirit, how must I respond? How must I act? There is that wrist that people wear, which says, www.jesus, so what will Jesus do? I so much pray that we can have that sense within us, or conscience, to ask ourselves, what will the Holy Spirit do? And if he will hit that person, let's hit them. If he will swear at them, and he will never. So we'll always follow his direction because of the fruit that we bear, which is self-control. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you so much, Ngiyabonga mfowethu. Ngendlela isimanga. Now, we are taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Thank you so much. WhatsApps have come in. Believe you me, they've flocked in. They are just fantastic. Let me start with this one from Tavu Mufuking, saying that Sanbonan Dumelang Hai, children of the Most High, my brother, angeke sibagqokise bonke. Those half-naked women out there, we just need to wear the fruit of the Spirit, which is self-control. Of course. Umuntu ongakuzwisisi uzuthi manje kanti uphethe yipike lo. Ngara ngikuzwa kahle ke mina, ngikuzwa kahle. And let's listen also to Jackie Smith has said something just after this.
It's more than radio, it's a way of life. It is 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.